One of the hottest tickets in Beijing this summer is for an exhibition showcasing China's growing military might. The People's Liberation Army was founded 80 years ago next week, and China's military is using the occasion to put its best booted foot forward. NPR's Beijing correspondent Anthony Kuhn takes us on a tour.
Most of the time, the cavernous military museum on Beijing's west side is pretty empty. Ancient war chariots and captured American Tommy guns sit around gathering dust. But recently, the museum's new exhibit has been drawing up to 50,000 visitors a day. Tonight is International Night, and groups of military attachés from foreign embassies are following guides and interpreters through the halls. The guides are all young army women wearing cobalt blue uniforms, headsets, and loudspeakers on their belts. Captain Wim Klaas of the Royal Netherlands Navy is one of the attachés taking in the show.
What is interesting is how they portray themselves. What do they want to show the world? And what do they not want to show the world? There's no translation in English anywhere. And so they're very focused upon themselves.
Captain Klaas is suddenly ambushed by a squad of giggling guides who want their pictures taken with the tall, blonde Dutchman. China's defense spending has been growing at a double-digit clip for more than a decade. To give visitors an idea of what the money has been spent on, the exhibit features Top Gun-style videos showing China's latest military hardware in action. Out in the parking lot are tanks, fighter jets, and a vehicle that looks an awful lot like a Humvee. The videos of new submarines and missiles highlight the Chinese military's shifting emphasis from fighting defensive wars on its own turf to projecting power beyond its borders. One young soldier shows off China's advances in military satellite technology. With a few touches on a large screen, the view zooms in from miles above down to a Chinese city with clearly marked buildings and streets. So how accurate is the map, I ask, and when did the military start using these things? It's not convenient for me to say, he replies. It's not clear from the exhibit just how much of China's army, known as the PLA, actually has such advanced weaponry and information technology. Experts say that while some elite units have it, much of China's military lags behind the U.S. by a generation or more. The exhibit shows another side of the PLA that you might not associate with a re-emerging superpower, and that is that China sees the breakup of the country as a major security threat. One interpreter explains how the PLA's mission includes guarding against civil unrest or the secession of Taiwan, Tibet, or its westernmost province, Xinjiang.
In the year 1989, Mr. Deng Xiaoping had met some of the generals who had taken part in this maintaining stability mission in the capital city.
The maintaining stability mission was apparently a reference to the 1989 Tiananmen Square massacre. He also mentions the failed uprising which led to the Dalai Lama's flight into exile in India.
In the year 1959, the PLA have cracked down the riot organized by the leaders of Tibet.
Even the casual visitor here gets the impression that China is serious about developing a military to match its economic and political clout. Then again, this exhibition is less a serious exploration of such issues than an exercise in public relations, urban infotainment, and leggy ladies in uniform. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.